page 339. And Pastor had communicated timeless spiritual truths that never failed to impress the audience. At first Swank was apprehensive and thought the messages somewhat tedious and juvenile. But when he watched the uninhibited response of the audience, he realized that these preachers were communicating to the African mind. 4. The art of communicating Christian truth by means of, and in conjunction with, diagrams, pictures, and artifacts of various kinds needs much greater development in the training and practice of cross-cultural Christian workers. What a pity that in the West this type of communication is so often thought of as juvenile and appropriate for Sunday schools only. The greater effectiveness of visual as compared with audio communication is well known. How much easier it is to remember the details of a person's appearance than to remember his name. This is especially true in the cases of people who do not write the names or use some system of mnemonics. Pastor Kayaki Kuzuhara of the Lakeside Japanese Church in Chicago regularly writes a pictorial letter to the members and friends of his congregation. In one of his recent letters, he wrote about plans to return to Japan with a series of pictorial sermons and the fact that there are many